Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Welcome to the show. Saturday, the beginning of hopefully the summer, Memorial Day weekend. The grass is getting greener. Soon to turn, well, that straw color. And that green to transition to straw indicates that the grass is not getting enough water and nutrient. Same things going on in your body. And that's what today's show is about. If you've got Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, senility, cancer, anything, today I want to get into a basic physiological mechanism that you, the layperson, need to understand, especially if you're into natural healing. That aside, you need to understand it anyway, because we're all in some stage of, well, the grass is turning yellow. And after 60, that process accelerates. The normal biological mechanism, unknown to you, until today perhaps, the normal biological mechanism, as that green grass starts to turn yellow, has a built-in system to make that yellowing cell commit suicide. It gets rid of it. That process is called apoptosis. Yeah, we're going to get technical today. And in the second half of the show that I'll post in about an hour, we're really going to get technical. But you know me. I break it down for you and make it nice and simple. And that's another one of my main contentions and the reason I do this show. To me, science is a lot easier than you think. It's just that, well, unfortunately, most of the time you learn science, it's shrouded in technical language that's really a lot of nonsense or a lot of camouflage for good common sense. And that's unfortunate because lots of people don't get into the science of natural healing because they think it's too complicated. And unfortunately, and this is another point of the show, we've reduced that to simplistic versions that don't work too often. You know, the Cliff Note version. The show's not the Cliff Note version. So let's take a more complicated topic today, apoptosis. If you can, get on the website. If you're not there already, straighttalk.cc, not .com. That's with two T's. If not, after the show or whenever you can, get on the website. I've got 366 shows on the archive. Study them like many, including the doctors. Study the shows. All right. Apoptosis. If you're sitting there getting to that phase where you think you're breaking down, you may be breaking down. And that means inside, those cells are turning yellow from green. Apoptosis is the term given to the process in which the cell, brain cell, say, let's talk brain cell, but this is heart cell, kidney cell, every day, 70 to 150 billion cells are renewed after they kill themselves. There are gross mass suicides occurring in your body every single microsecond, all for the health of the cell, health of the body. So essentially an organ, which is a collection of cells, scans itself internally. It scans itself. It looks at itself. We call this the molecular intelligence of the cell, and there's all sorts of chemicals I'm leaving out, but really anyone that really appreciates the symphony of it ends up in God's territory. Shame on me for saying that, my fellow Christians, right? Can't say that in science. Scientists contend there is no God in the cell. They may go to Mass on Sunday or sermon, But on the side, back at the job, science, spirit, and the cell, the biology, the chemistry of the body, they have nothing to do with each other. How asinine is that? How completely asinine? All right, I won't get on a rant. I'll save that for the second half. So there's a process called apoptosis where the cell scans itself internally, and as it goes from the green, fertile piece of grass to the yellow one, something goes off inside the cell. Some molecular intelligence initiates a cascade, and that cell is destroyed. It's not good enough to be with the other cells. It's deficient. It's the ugly cell. It's the stupid cell. It's the incompetent cell. And so the other cells, well, I shouldn't say the other cells. I should simply say, out of generosity of spirit, that cell disintegrates. Really, it's a cascade of chemicals that eat the cell, and then the macrophages move in and eat the cell that's already been self-destroyed. That's the process that we call apoptosis. Now, apoptosis is regulated in the body. This we'll say for the second half of the show. It has to be regulated, right? Because if there's not enough of it, if there's too little of it, you want to know something? That initiates your cancers. Inhibition of apoptosis, which lots of carcinogens accomplish, inhibition of apoptosis leaves a lot of cells that should have just wasted themselves. It leaves a lot of those cells around. It leaves them alive. And some other mechanism looks at that. Some other scanning system says, you know what? There's too much straw-colored grass on the mountainside, and if they're not going to kill themselves, let's malignitize them. Let's turn them into rapidly reproducing monsters. And that's what we call malignancy. Apoptosis has to be regulated, and if it's inhibited, we got problems. Now, the other part, and this is why today's show is titled Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Brain Damage, Why You Must Understand Apoptosis. The flip side of that is if apoptosis goes crazy, meaning something scans that graying green, that graining, yellowing, straw-colored grass, initiating a cascade of mass suicide, sometimes that process runs amok. And the apoptotic sequence extends itself with violence and high intensity. And that's when we deal with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, brain damages of different sorts, Huntington's diseases, all sorts even of neurodegenerative diseases that we don't normally talk about because they're not common. But put Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, perhaps dementia, on the top of that list. So apoptosis is kind of on a seesaw. Too little, you get malignancy. Too much, you get these neurodegenerative conditions. I want to focus on the neurodegenerative today. Why? Here's what goes crazy, and I'll make that analogy to the side of the mountainside. You know, you take the 405 there into the West LA area, and on either side are these big, tall mountains, which in a few months are going to be yellow. Now they're green. We had enough rain. So as the summer goes and we start seeing signs on the freeway about drought, thank you, the state of California, who can't find a dime to build reservoirs to catch the rainfall. But that's another subject. As that green grass starts turning yellow, if an apoptotic process begins that goes crazy, then all the grass will end up dead. Even grass that shouldn't. Grass that might have lived and not died. Grass that could have, well, been yellow back to green. Grass that wasn't ready, that was functional enough, commits suicide also. And this is when apoptosis goes way in the other direction. Mass cellular suicide beyond what's appropriate for the cell or the organ. When you have Alzheimer's, when you have Parkinson's, anyone known anyone with Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, right? It comes on sometimes like Parkinson's. It'll come on gradually. You know, I had it about 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. And then one day you look at that person, God bless them. You look at that person and they're gone. End of game. Alzheimer's the same way. Grandpa starts thinking twice before he can remember who he's looking at. Grandpa's had a couple of occasions. We call them senior moments. We don't want to get insulting. We want to be gentle, politically correct, all those things. Grandpa can't find his keys. Grandpa looked at Grandma the other day and couldn't quite get her name out fast enough. But it only happened once a year for 2 to 3 years. That's the beginning. Then it gets a little crazier. That's when people start to talk. That's when you might get scanned. That's when the Neuro Club might look inside your brain with pictures of sorts or whatever and say, you know, well, kind of, but not really. By the time it gets there, you'll be dead. So, you know, you're old. What do you want? Right. That's the way it actually goes until it takes off. The point at which it takes off is the point at which people looking at you, your loved ones, your wife, husband, whatever, start seeing real disability. Maybe Grandpa shouldn't drive anymore. Yeah, he can see. He can function. He's got motor skills, but in the middle of the freeway, he doesn't know where he is. Okay, he's a danger. Let's not have him drive anymore. These are terrible cascades. And I kid you not, avoidable. Take this show into your soul. And understand, as Schauberger, Victor Schauberger, look up the name, Victor Schauberger, genius. Genius beyond genius. Scientist of nature. He was actually a forester back in the Austro-Hungarian days. So you're talking the late 1800s, early 1900s. Wrote a ton of books, Victor Schauberger. Look him up. He said the mistake of science is that they don't study the natural mechanism and then try to facilitate the natural mechanism. In other words, Schauberger was saying what we ought to be doing when we're studying apoptosis, defective apoptotic processes, hyperapoptotic, hypoapoptotic, is studying the natural mechanism, and then just before it breaks down or when it does, support the body's natural solutions. Yeah, that means take some supplements. No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean take some supplements. It means understand what the heck I'm talking about. Because if you take that in, like Schauberger did, look him up. Let him do the talking for me and tons of others. If you really get the natural mechanism and understand it deeply, and yes, you can do it. I don't care what you do for a living. It's worth studying, and you can. If you really take it into yourself, you'll know you can stop these mechanisms. You don't have to get sick. You don't have to stay sick. Now, if it's too late, well, it's never too late, right? But man, is an ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure. If you're starting to have senior moments and too many, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, don't wait for some neurologist to tell you MRI, CT scan, what, that you've now got a bona fide disease. Don't wait that. Pick up the little signs. That's why my regular audience knows I'm always ranting about listen to your body. Develop that relationship. If you're 60 years old and you can't follow the directions anymore, you're on your way. If you're 70 and you're having too many senior moments, you're on the way. Neurodegenerative conditions, they give you hints. People say, well, they come on so rapidly. No, they don't. What happens when it appears that the degeneration comes on rapidly, I want you to catch this, is enough of that mountainside has gotten yellow. You know, in the summer, when all the signs say drought, 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 don't take a shower. You go to the health club and the water's dripping instead of spewing. And it's a moral crusade not to drink water or water your lawn. I'm going to puke if I keep talking. When all that grass turns yellow and somebody lights a match, boom, we have a massive, intelligent organism burning down the town. That's when it goes fast. That's when neurodegenerative conditions accelerate rapidly. That's when people look at it and go, oh, it came on so fast. He didn't have it, and then he did. Nonsense. What's happening before somebody lights a match is lack of sustenance for the grass. The grass, unfortunately, is being conditioned. Go ahead. I'm not saying to do this seriously, but theoretically, go down there to the jungle where it's plush and verdant and fertile and go throw a match down and then another match and see what happens. You know what happens? Nothing happens. Again, I'm not suggesting this in case some maniac is listening. But the point is, you can't really start a fire in the Amazon. It's tough to do because the grass, the trees, verdant, fertile, plush, moist, don't accommodate it. Now, this is what's happening inside your brain over the years, unknown to you, and just spitting out little symptoms every now and then that you miss, unfortunately. That's my earlier point. Over the years, all those brain cells, heart cells, kidney cells, it doesn't matter what, but I want to focus on the brain today. All those cells, like blades of grass, go from green to less green. You know, green doesn't go to yellow. Green goes to lighter green, then lighter green, then lighter green, then lighter green. Before green goes to yellow, there's probably 100 shades of it that a good eye can detect. And a better eye than a good eye? Well, maybe there's 200 transitions from green to yellow. And there's many variations of green. And all in all in all, you don't go from green to yellow. It's gradual. When green gets to duller green, something's going on photonically. The photons, the electrons, you're not doing the same dance you did. Yeah. And you can sense that. You can see it. You can live it. You can know it in your being. But of course, you're too busy with your hands on a computer, aching and swelling, cell phones up inside your ear, hearing aids, all sorts of electronic hats we put on, an entire city, if not a nation, just covered in the dome of electromagnetics. Gee, I wonder why kids are popping each other off in high school these days. Can't imagine why. Didn't used to do that. Do you think it has something to do with electronics? America, wake up. What are you going to do? The computer. Well, I can't live without a computer. Think about it, Charlie. Really think about it. Before that green grass goes to yellow, there's hundreds of shades. Here's the point. Once all that grass is dried out yellow, you know, with a tinge of brown, once it's there and you light a match, one cell dies and sends a signal. So now we're going to get into signaling. As the cells start to die, one cell dies and sends a signal to the other cell. That signal is in the form of some pro-inflammatory, well, I should say pro-inflammatory, some chemical messenger that's received by the membrane of the next blade of grass. And if that blade of grass is sick and old, it receives a signal from outside itself. That's called extrinsic apoptosis. If a cell is sitting there, if in a green plush garden, one blade of grass gets old, something inside the cell kills it, done. That's called intrinsic apoptosis. Extrinsic is from the outside comes a signal to the cell that creates its death. And as that cell dies, another signal is sent. And then another signal is sent. And there's this kaleidoscope, this myriad of mass signaling to all these other cells. And that initiates this massive bonfire of cellular death. That's when the Parkinson's, Alzheimer's accelerates. Here's the point. Those cells have to be ready to receive the death signal. They're literally called death signals. I put two articles at the top. That's straighttalk.cc. Try those articles. Try the technical one. I underlined the better stuff for you. Don't give up. Relax behind it if you don't understand the words. Don't conclude you're stupid. Science is stupid. Science is stupid and lazy. It's stupid and lazy because it disrespects God. That's right. It's stupid and lazy because it disrespects God. We think because we're getting into genetics, we're going to solve all the problems. We keep making this stupid, arrogant mistake every so many years. And we got a lot of unemployed, underpaid scientists to support this myopia. We're going to fall on our face again, but you're not going to know it for 20 to 30 years when everybody says, you know, all this great genetic stuff we were doing back in 2010 and 15 and 20 and the rest of it. You know, I don't notice anyone's any more healthier than they ever were. You're right. It's coming. It's just going to take a different form, but it's the same theme. Once you light that match and all those blades of grass are ready to go up and smoke, they signal each other. It's called cell signaling. The signal is a chemical of sorts or a variety of them. Of course, all this is related to the genetics. But we've got cells dying and sending signals to other cells. If those cells are ready to die, they receive the signal and they die. And that's when you have the bonfire. So if you've got a disease, number one, in the early stage, catch the signals. Prevention, as they say, is a pound of cure. Catch the signals. But if you've got it in its beginning and it's in its early stages, to stop it is not just to stop the stressors. We know Alzheimer's, you know, high insulin, high blood sugar, pesticides, petrochemicals, heavy metals. Look at the literature, even the literature I put on the site. We know what drives these things. But you see, when people get sick, they take these things out as best they can and don't realize something else is going on. And the something else, meaning it's not just what's driving the cell death in terms of things from the outside like pesticides and chemicals. Somebody said to me the other day, I've got this great place I'm going to buy on the golf course. I said, don't buy anything on the golf course. The amount of garbage they spray on a golf course is going to go in your face. Roundup will be in your lungs every single day the rest of your life. You want Parkinson's or Alzheimer's? You're eating it living next to a golf course, I said. But if someone gets sick, it's not just about taking those out of the environment. It's about understanding that by the time you're ready to get these diseases, by the time these diseases are ready to initiate, all the blades of your grass are already yellow brown. They're in the perfect condition for the bonfire. You got to get that second piece, gang. What do I do about it? You have to get healthy. Yeah, CoQ10, liposomal glutathione, Save that for somebody's YouTube rant, not mine. You must go into your specific hierarchy of health needs and get yourself to a radiant level of health fast. You're just beginning these diseases? Get healthy fast. I have 366 shows on that topic. All right, get to the website in an hour. I'm going to get into the other half of this show much more deeply. StraightTalk.cc is the website. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. If you're lost in the labyrinth of health, you give my office a call. You come in, you sit down, you see me, you get to work. God bless you. Happy Memorial Day weekend. We'll see you next week. Okay, part two, let us begin. Hammered it out very nicely, don't you think? Complicated topic for those of you doctors listening to the show. Give your patients these perceptions. Make them absorb this stuff. Persuade them. Compel them. Because they're not going to stick it out. There's no compliance when you don't really understand it. And remember, most of your patients are sick. So they're nodding their heads. They're not understanding. You have to be the better teacher. And again, we take for granted what it's like to live, eat, sleep, and breathe disease mechanisms as doctors. But the public, well, that's not their bag, right? And they've been brainwashed also into thinking that science is so complicated. Well, let me tell you, as a scientist, it's complicated because scientists make it complicated. It amazes me in my own academic pursuits how I have to beat my head into a wall to figure out what some idiot had to say. And I literally mean idiot. I'm sorry. Off air, idiot had to say that could have been said so much more simplistically. Except that takes a little bit of intention. You know what it's like. You all work for a living. Somebody asks a question and you really don't care about whether they understand the answer or not. And you spit something out. You're on your way. Quick, easy, slam, bam. And you know they don't understand a thing you're saying. Well, that's the way scientists work. They live in an area, in an arena, where they're not interested in communicating the mechanism, the reason, the understanding. That's not what they want to do. They want to do what they want to do, and that doesn't include teach you. Now, the doctor in natural health is in a curious position, you see, unlike the allopath. The allopath really doesn't need the patient to understand. It needs the patient to simply do what the allopath says. Take the drug, do the surgery, do some simple changes in lifestyle. But you guys out there, all of us, the compliance that we're asking for, the lay people listening to this show today, do you understand if you're at the beginning of these things? Your life is going to change drastically to stave off what will otherwise be a rapid demise. You know, you say that to people and they flip. Really? It's going to change? You mean I can't have my coffee and my sugar? I can't live on the golf course and suck down pesticide fumes every morning and evening for breakfast and dinner? You mean I can't live at the port in Long Beach? You mean I can't put my hands on a computer 12 to 15 hours a day? I can't stuff the cell phone down my throat or my ear 8 hours a day? You mean that? Well, I'm not sure it's worth being here if I have to make all those changes. We have created such a mess for ourselves that when we're faced with the beginning of serious disease, stuff we could turn around. If you're new to the show, that we could turn around. But you get to the moderate late stages, I don't know what to tell anybody. I really don't. And that's when you see people. People come in. They come in all crooked, bent, deformed, lepers. In a sense, I mean, they come in their last stages, and they want a supplement. I mean, this is how bad it is. What we have to do is educate in reality. And part of my rant is on practitioners. Yeah, it's tough to tell people about radical changes. If you listening to the show today are at the beginning of bad stuff, you got to get radical quickly. And yes, what to do? There's lots to do. And that's where you might need some counsel. That's why I offer what I do. But there are others who do. And the fundamentals are everything. It's not the supplement program, although supplement programs accelerate. They embellish. They give you more time. So they have a place. But really, what you're wrapping your head around, what you're wrapping your being around, what you're wrapping your neurosis around, your self-destructive tendencies, what you're wrapping it all around, bears you some time. If you're smoking, if you're not sleeping, if you hate your life, I mean, there's just so many things specific to person to person to person. So when you guys hear me say, what's your solution in the early stages of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, brain damage, so many and so forth, these hyperapoptotic states, what's the direction of therapy? And you hear me say, get radically healthy quick. Don't conclude by thinking, well, that's the same for everybody, so somehow that cancels its meaning. No. How you get healthy will be very different than how the person next to you will get healthy. And that's the art of the deal. Knowing how to navigate your way to the foundations that you have to build upon specific to you. Knowing how to navigate your way specific to you is what the art of health is when you're in the trenches with something that's coming, that's about to land on you, that will bury you. If you're at the beginning of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, senilities, all sorts of neurodegenerative conditions, shortly it will bury you. You have time. You have time, but you must have perspective. All right, well, that sets us up for the show. So let's get into apoptosis. Get to the article, Apoptosis Technical. We're going to break down, if we can today, a couple of these articles. Hardcore, peer-reviewed. It's not your holistic medicine kind of article. Those articles kind of get me sick. You know, Molly the nutritionist or whoever else. Write a little article explaining it, offering natural solutions. I have an article like that on here today. And I'll comment on it. You know, it's talking about apoptosis and saying, well, you can slow it down and stop it with CoQ10. And people read that and feel good about it. You know my perspective, right? It's okay. But man, if you're just buying that, I have a bridge for you. You know, the Brooklyn Bridge. I'm selling it on sale. Apoptosis, a review of programmed cell death. Inappropriate apoptosis, either too little or too much, right? Hypo or hyper, is a factor in many humans, including neurodegenerative, ischemic damage like strokes, autoimmune disorders, and many types of cancer. I focused in today's show on hyper. That's if there's too much. That's your Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, Huntington's. Okay. The ability to modulate the life or death of a cell is recognized for its immense therapeutic potential. Apoptosis is good. Here, this one I love. I underlined it. To that end, the field of apoptosis research has been moving forward at an alarmingly rapid rate. Yeah. First of all, the person that wrote the article is probably living in a one-room cell somewhere in some industrialized city, not making enough money to buy a house. Honestly, we slaughter our scientists. We just do. We really do. They don't make money. So we're clapping here because apoptotic research has been moving forward at an alarmingly rapid rate. You know, to what? To engineering some singular drug, right? Not what Schauberger is talking about. Get Victor Schauberger's books. Get it. Get them on the fertility of the earth, the fertile earth, and the water wizard. Get those two books. Once science learns a mechanism, which is the good part of science, then it takes to task the process through which it can interfere, artificially interfere with the process. We want to learn the apoptotic sequence. How does a cell in hyper-apoptotic phase, where it's all burning down, how does it go from step to step to step? And if I can isolate one step and get in the way of that step, well, then we all live happily ever after. That is a idiotic paradigm. You cannot do that to a body and expect any more than a reduction of rate, which if you have nothing else to offer, isn't a bad choice. So when you have scientists talking about apoptosis, as in this article, and they talk about moving forward at an alarmingly rapid rate, what does that remind you of? Yeah, cancer in 1972. It's like that guy Seyfried. Professor Seyfried, pardon me, doc, if I'm mauling your name. Siegfried or Seyfried, the guy I had and ranted about a few weeks ago. Cancer as a metabolic disease, Seyfried. He's saying immunotherapy and genetic approaches to curing cancer are barking up the wrong tree. All of science barks up the wrong tree, a la Schauberger, when their solution is to study the mechanism and the sequences and engineer something, genetically or otherwise, that interferes with one piece of the sequence. There's an option on that, and that is to understand how the body limits these aberrations. These aberrations, like hyper-apoptotic states, don't start all of a sudden out of nowhere. They're set up by the entire ecosystem of the organ to facilitate. Cure is along the lines of don't create the foundation for the spread of the mechanism. That's what it's really about. And that always depends on enhancing natural mechanisms. The normal physiology is going out of balance and breaking down. What we do is study the disease. Don't study the disease, study the health. And of course, in reality, it's about studying both. So clap, clap. No doubt over the next decade or two, those brilliant pharmacists and pharmaceutical scientists, now mostly unemployed and living in a barn, are all going to hold hands and create the next breakthrough in Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, a la natural modern medicine will disappear, vanquished from existence. Yeah, bull. Mark my words. All right. Let's get on this article, page 2. Top of page 2. Apoptosis occurs normally during development to maintain cell population in tissues. During embryology, you've got these malformed fingers. Hands with fingers begin as mittens, stumps. And they got to carve down and modulate into fingers. That's a process of what? Growth, but also death of cells so you can contour your mittens into fingers. Apoptosis is part of everything. Now, apoptosis also occurs as a defense mechanism, such as in immune reactions or when cells are damaged by disease or noxious toxins. Well, that's what we were talking about. Stimuli start to destroy cells. And to stop the process, the cell kills itself. And that is extrinsic apoptosis. But if the DNA is damaged, if the breakdown in the DNA hits a certain level, from within itself, signals will occur, and the cell will destroy itself. There is an intrinsic, that's the DNA thing, and an extrinsic apoptosis. Now, moving through this article, not to get too hung up in this thing, here on the bottom of page 3, I put the page numbers in the upper right-hand corner. Bottom of page 3, is apoptosis an irreversible process? Right, it's variable. And this was my point in the show. If some external stimulus, so some guy works down at the Long Beach docks, or he's a oil rig engineer, so he spent the good 50 years of his professional life from age 20 to 70 as an engineer maintaining and troubleshooting oil rigs. So his exposure to this gunk has been horrendous. And now Grandpa's 70 and he's starting to get funny. But he loved his work so much, he worked straight till 70. So he's got an extra 10 or 15 years of immeasurable concentrations of neurotoxins just filling his brain. That's the beginning of a process that will trigger a massive cell death. And you'll see Grandpa go from pretty smart guy, oil rig engineer, lots of dough, 10 million stashed away, all totaled. He's done well. He's made his $250 a year, and he saved half of it every year for 50 years, or 40 years, or 30 years, invested his money wisely. Great guy, lots of kids, grandkids, the whole wonderful thing. And now we got to suffer and see Grandpa go up in smoke. This is so, so tragic when you're a piece of this stuff, as I've been so many times. Now, what's happened? Those toxicities filling his brain find themselves in a brain tissue that's deranged for so many reasons. For so many reasons. And once all those cells are just waiting to commit suicide, and the concentration or initiators of an apoptotic process, like all the chemicals off the oil rig, hit a certain threshold, you've got one of these poisons binding to a membrane of a cell, initiating a cellular death. As those cells die, they give off signals, death signals, that other cells pick up. And this is what we mean by cell communication. And if Grandpa's brain cells from smoking, drinking socially on weekends, maybe he lives in Long Beach and works on oil rigs, whatever it may be, he works at the golf course. He drinks tap water, doesn't sleep because he's working so hard because he had 15 kids and he needs to support them and put them through college. I mean, whatever it is that stressed Grandpa's being, his organism, since 60, he's up 2 or 3 times a night to urinate. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. And these things factor in because it's created a universal debilitation of not just his brain, but his entire body. Not some critical mass point. It's what Americans call, well, he's 70. What do you want? He fell and he couldn't stand up again. That's what happens at 70. I'm not 18 anymore. That's the way people think. But what that means, when you have one of these cascades beginning, is that your entire brain is ripe for the taking. All your cells are just sitting there waving a flag going, come on over and initiate my suicide. And this is what we call a hyper apoptotic process. You guys got it. So if you're new to the show and you just happen to Google up while you're drifting online, or perhaps a friend recommended to you this show, half of who listen to this show each week are recommended by friends. It's amazing. It's not Google searches. I don't do an enormous amount of advertising. It's from the greatest compliment you can get is when one person listens to the show, turns to another person, wherever, at church, in a bar, whatever, and says, you got to listen to this guy. And all my analytics, you know, the data, half the people who come to the show new are referred by other people. That is such a wonderful compliment. So what's the solution? Get healthy. Oh, yeah, that's the guy that says all diseases can cure by getting healthy. No, that's not really what I'm saying. I'm saying catch disease early before it gets to the point where you have to put out a bonfire. The early stages of Alzheimer's. Yeah, it's been diagnosed, but, you know, Gramps still knows who you are. The early stages of Parkinson's. And support natural mechanisms. But you see, what that means is change the cells that are not dead yet. Feed them to resist apoptotic signaling. Feed them to resist apoptotic signaling. Feed them, nutrify them, fertilize them, pray to them, enhance them, blossom them, potentiate them to resist apoptotic sequences. Hyperapoptosis can be stopped by natural mechanisms, but you have to feed those mechanisms to annul the signal. Yeah. This hasn't been proven in the literature. If you know how to read literature, the idiocy of this is it has been proven, but it'll be a sentence or two. You know, we noticed in toads that get this certain form of brain damage, of neurological damage by this toad virus, that some of those cells in the spinal cord of the toad, we happen to notice that somehow, through some unknown mechanism, they resist apoptotic hyperacute sequences. And we'll write that down. Now let's get back to the main point here. You see, these things'll be littered. Now go find funding from the NIH. You see? Go tell your mentor that you want to do a study on what the terrain of the brain is doing to resist a hyperapoptotic sequence, meaning death signals from cannibalized hyperapoptotic cells that get sent to cell receptors on the surface or the membranes of other cells about to commit suicide also. How some cells just don't respond. They resist. They don't die. Go to the NIH and try to find money for what the abundance of natural physiological mechanisms exists to deny and to resist an apoptotic sequence. Go ask them for money for that, you see? As opposed to study the mechanism, find some piece of it, and say, well, X is not going to Y here because Z comes in, or X goes to Y because Z comes in, and we can block Z. And if we block Z, even though we'll kill half the body, blocking Z, in fact, will slow down the rate of the disease. Don't worry about the side effects. Studies show that as X goes to Y and needs Z, well, we block Z, and that's what we want $500 million for in 5 years. And if we can slow down the rate of depreciation by 5 to 10%, I mean, wouldn't you want to walk an extra year if you had Parkinson's or remember your little grandkid an extra year if you have Alzheimer's? You'll get the money. You'll get the money. Do you understand, guys, what's going on? That's how it really works. And then if they get something that gives a little, meaning some drug that shows some degree of change, then the pharmaco industry, banked by the central banks of Europe, spreads it to the medical schools, spreads it to the standard of care, and the doctor at Kaiser, armed with $500 trillion worth of sin, stuffs it down your throat like this is the thing to do. And you're an accountant. I mean, you guys listen to the show. You're ahead of the curve. Think of your friends. Think of your family. We are so behind the curve on this. Good people, I kid you not, good people are going down in an ugly way. Because we're so behind the curve. How do you tell someone in construction or in law or that drives a truck or that runs a construction company or that works in a library or is a computer programmer? How do you hit them with the reality of this after they've been diagnosed and they're starting to get scared? Well, you can try. But my fellow practitioners, my fellow doctors understand what you're up against. And then we buckle. And we do buckle. We'll go slow. It's gradual. I didn't want to scare the patient away. Baloney! Baloney! Scare the shit out of them. Scare the shit out of them. And hold hands with unanimity. Now, I don't say that. I say that slightly tongue-in-cheek. You don't have to be an animal. But you just come down with these things. You don't have a lot of time. You have to do drastic things. That doesn't mean bad things. I mean, the irony here, right, is drastic things mean get healthy fast. Somehow we've convinced ourselves, I don't care, allopathically or holistically, that we're going to get around this. We're going to get around it. Some pharmaco is going to deliver a drug, even though we always fail. And some natural healer is going to, you know, lift orange and green out of our souls and it'll happen. We're all going to get together and chant. We're going to find this brilliant herbalist to put together this concoction, you know. The naturopaths now, the new thing, IV therapies, you know, the naturopaths got scope with the IVs. So now naturopathic medicine, it has marginalized itself to IV therapies. Come on in for the drip. Just like the holistic MDs who used to have that monopoly. Come on in for the drip. The vitamin C and the vitamin B and all these wonderful things. Your digestion's shut down and so it's not going to happen. Get the IV. It's straight into your body. Yeah, that makes sense. Run 10 or 15 drip rooms. Just line up for the drip. 100, 200, 1,000, 2,000 a pop. Add up the numbers. This is a joke. It is a joke. Okay, I'll be liberal here. It's a cliff note version. It gets you to first base. First base is better than nothing. Not if it costs you a perspective. First base is not better than nothing. If it costs you a perspective, and it does cost you a perspective, because everywhere you go convinces you, whether you're shoveling down 200 supplements or paying for exorbitant tests, these tests will go in and identify exactly your issue. What is exactly your issue is the hierarchy of things that are fundamental to health that you have to work on. That you have to work on. Mary. Mary hates her husband. She's sick and tired of his verbal abuse. Her sister Jane gets beaten up once a week. The other one over there, they don't sleep because they're worrying because they've got miasms from a lineage of persecuted people. Somebody else lives near the Long Beach port. They do everything right. They've been into health for years. They need to move. Everybody's got a different profile. So yeah. IV drips are cool. And yeah. Herbs are cool. I use herbs. But the herbs satellite around the core. We leave out the core because that's where the argument begins. And again, my fellow doctors, that's where we're afraid of our patients. We're afraid. Yeah, give up the cigarettes. Cut down on the cigarettes. Give up the coffee. Cut down on the coffee. Hey, Charlie, did you give up the cigarettes? Don't worry. You know, it happens gradually. I understand. You're busy. You got a brain tumor that's going to hit the optic nerve in a year, and you're busy. I understand. Can't change it in a day. I understand. You people with prostate stuff, people out there with prostate problems, especially your chronic prostatitises, stick your finger up your rear end and massage your own prostate as many times a week as is necessary. You know what? Do you know what your cure for BPH was? If you check the medical books, benign prostatic hypertrophy and chronic prostatitis, 50, 60, 70, definitely 100 years ago, was digital rectal. That's right. The MD male stuck his finger up the other male's rear end, grabbed that prostate gland, massaged it, and squeezed it. And believe me, it was not a sensual, loving act. We took that out. I've had, over 25 years, a couple of, like, patients, you know, like, in their 90s, like maybe 15 years ago, guy would come in his 90s, and he would tell me about when doctors used to do that. It's fascinating. If you read the medical literature, it's fascinating. If you really want to understand the AMA, I have a book for you. I should have put it on the site. I'll just tell you the title here. It's called Rockefeller Medicine by Richard Brown. Get this book. It's a quick read. Please get this book or just look at the title all day for a year and imbibe it. Rockefeller Medicine. Actually, the title's Rockefeller Medicine Men, Medicine and Capitalism in America by Richard E. as in Elizabeth Brown. Oh my God, what a book. Do you know Rockefeller, John Rockefeller, the oil magnate, right? Do you know what his father did in the 1830s, 1840s? He ran around the United States in a stage-covered wagon. He was called the cancer doctor. This is like the 1830s, 1840s. Rockefeller's dad. And as the cancer doctor, he would scam people into thinking he could cure their cancer. He was a con artist. That was John Rockefeller's dad. John Rockefeller was the oil magnate. The Rockefeller Institute. John Rockefeller knew from his dad, who was a scam artist. This is hard history. This isn't a rumor. John Rockefeller, the oil guy, knew one place he needed to invest his oil fortune was into medicine. Thus, the Rockefeller Institute. Yes, the Rockefellers, such kind, loving people. They just cared so much and they'd done so well that they just wanted to save the rest of the world from a fate worse than theirs. And so they gave $1 billion, thus the Rockefeller Institute in New York. Yeah, bull. You got to understand the way this game is played. The Rockefeller Institute in New York is a product of money driven by the oil industry into Pharmaco to make sure that what America and the world call its think tank are people who think a certain way. And like Seyfried, like Schauberger, like I am saying to you, they're barking up the wrong tree. And it's produced modern medicine, which we are heralding too often without really having good justification. We need to be going about chronic disease cure in different ways. So the solution you're looking for apoptotically is to remove the oxidative stresses to those cells will stick to the brain. And that is going to vary in the fundamental ways. Amen to you. Let's get into this. See, page 5, the extrinsic pathway. Page 5, extrinsic pathway. That's after the intrinsic pathway. I'll show you in the pictures this differentiation between the two, extrinsic and intrinsic apoptotic. That's it for, you know, that article's 40 pages. I only Xeroxed 8 pages for you. If you go online, you can get the whole 40-page article yourself. Now let's go to apoptosis natural. Apoptosis natural. Apoptosis natural. Click that on. All right, apoptosis natural, bio foundations. Now, I don't know if scientists did this. It doesn't sound like it did to me. It sounds like some high school kid or some chiropractor, some naturopath, somebody not really in the hard science area, put something together for lay people. You know, those articles can be great. This one's pretty good. But they can twist things in a way that really fights the reality of science. And I always get a little leery when at the end of the article, page 9, nutrients that promote or restore apoptosis. Promote or restore. So in a hypoapoptotic state, because if you're hyperapoptotic, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, right, you don't want to promote or restore it. You want to stop it. And I laid down a foundational perspective on that. But if it's hypoapoptotic, in other words, if cells that should die because they're useless don't die, you can trigger malignancy, and maybe that's where they're getting at, but they're giving you nutrients that promote or restore it. Lycopene, propolis, red clover. You see, and what happens is people that have these problems, you see, malignancies, Parkinson's, they read something like this and they go, oh, gee, look at that now. Let's see. Lycopene I'm taking. Propolis, you know, I'm not taking propolis. Well, I'll go down to Solgar over there at the health food store, Solgar or Nature's Best or something, and I'll get their useless propolis. Red clover, rosemary, sarsaparilla, saffron, saw palmetto, nice toxic rancid docosahexaenoic acid. This is what everyone does. They read articles like this, and then they go out and they buy all these supplements. First of all, gang, if you're doing this, 90% of the supplements you buy are crap. 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 Look, I worked with Bob Marshall, Premier Research Labs. That man was a saint. He was a saint in this regard. If you messed him up on a deal, on an import, he'd go after you. Everything he put in his supplements, he made sure, to the best of beyond human capability, he made sure was fresh and without all sorts of adjunct toxins. That company is a gift. He is a gift. And what was his experience? He started the company because everybody else was cheating. He says that. He wasn't kidding. I lived it with him for quite a while. So if you're out there in the public listening right now, understand, just because, first of all, when you read an article like this and you figure out you're in some sort of apoptotic sequence or you've got some disease and you want to know what natural cures can do because the side effects from the drugs are so horrid, and you go out and you add these to your list, 90% of what you're ingesting is crap. There's number one. Number two, these lists are very misleading. They're misleading because now you're armed with the best nutrients to slow down or stop your apoptosis in a natural way. And if the guy you're paying for advice is selling you these things, I think he's a little biased. Or if you're a vitamin salesman or the website you get these things on, I think they're a little biased. And then if you ask your MD, in this regard, usually the MD has no education, is very skeptical, may be an ignoramus in the first place, and he's going to say this is a lot of crap. Where are the studies that show it? Now, if you look for the studies that show it, there are no studies, or there might be a few studies, and those studies are out of China. Why? American governments, the National Institute of Health, doesn't like to pay for studies that tell you propolis slows down apoptosis. They don't like to pay for those things. Who do you think they're in cahoots with? So you got to go outside the United States into some farm hut in Scandinavia with some guy named Hans, you see, or Lars. Excuse me, Hans is German. Lars is his name. Lars lives in the woods. He's got a PhD in molecular chemistry. He lives in the woods with reindeer and got nothing to do, and he'll live on maybe $10,000 a year. It's Scandinavia. And he's in the woods anyway, so what the heck? He does a study because his government gets him the money, and you read it, and it's a good study. Lars knows how to do a good study. That's why you always have to go outside the United States for a good study. I get into this hopefully in a non-offensive way. I'm tongue-in-cheek a lot. Why? Well, that's my nature. But the point is this. You have to appreciate the way this game is played, or you're going to get ripped off. You're going to get fleeced. You have no idea how bad the situation is. Once you've got a disease, you go to your MD. He says it's genetic. There's nothing you can do about it. Take the drug, do the surgery. But in these cases, take the drug and just live out the rest of your life with minimal pain. That's like a death knell. Do you know what that feels like? Oh, God, do we know how to suffer? Do we not know how to suffer? And then you go to your holistic people. You're going to get fleeced. They're getting fleeced. Your holistic doctors are getting ripped off. They don't know it. They're still buying into that crock that some herbal formula is going to get someone out of a hole and a few other really cool therapies, you see. And like I said in my last show, we don't have the statistics to support this. If you're a natural doctor and you have some case studies where people clearly reverse disease, chronic disease, and I'm not talking about easy stuff. I'm talking about the heavy hitters. I'm talking about what everyone's croaking prematurely of. Put on your list, John X had Parkinson's, early stages. 15 years later, no worsening of symptoms. Or he's better. Multiple sclerosis, supposed to be down at least 2 or 3 relapses over 20 years. Not one relapse. Lupus, can't even find the rheumatological patterns positive for the antigens anymore. Lupus reversed. Rheumatoid arthritis reversed. Malignant tumors gone or appreciably reduced. Lifespan 10 years instead of 2 years. If you've got stuff like that, admit it. You only have a few. Right, you have a few. God bless you if you have a few. You're doing great if you have a few. Most people have nothing. And if you have a few, recognize and lay people, listen. If natural doctors have a few cases of real bona fide cures, it's because they and their patient, client, worked their tail off. That's the reality of it. And that's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful, breathtaking, beautiful. And it's reality. And reality's freeing. Living in the real world is freeing. It's optimizing. It's optimistic. Not suck down a few supplements because somebody said so in some stupid non-peer-reviewed report written in Scandinavia by Lars out in the woods because he had the time because he wasn't working. That's not reality. So I have this other article on here. Yeah, these nutrients are great. Again, that other side to me now, they're great. But understand they buy you time. Understand you got to get to a sense of the basics here. That's why I set my practice up that way. If you come to see me, and I, as I say, I hope someday if you come to see anybody, you're going to be given the basics. You're not sleeping because you're up to pee? Fix it. To fix it, you got to stretch the adductors so the perineum frees up, so the prostate can pump, so you can get some regulation through that prostatic urethra, and you got to start stretching, therefore, and it's 2 months and you haven't done it. Your practitioner needs to hit on you for that. No, it's not about, I understand. It takes time. I know you're busy. Dude, you don't sleep, you die. You see? That's the difference. Until, my fellow practitioner, you get under the skin of your patient, you're not doing anything. But getting under the skin is an art. It's called tough love. It's called tough love. All the way to the fact that you may decide You're just going to hold your patient's hand until they're in their coffin. Because they're not going to listen, because they can't listen. Because really they're in God's hands, not yours. And in a sense, they always are. But in another sense, there's a limitation at a certain point to what you can do. But be careful with that statement. Don't abuse that statement. Piss them off a little. And then decide they're in God's hands. Up till then, you're not doing what you're supposed to do, my fellow doctor. That aside, my fellow patient. People listening to this show today that want help, you've got to fix the core on it. And then take the supplements. Supplements speed it up. Supplements are good. The purpose of the supplements is to condition your body for the structural work. So now I'm going to shift on you guys a little bit. You want to stop an apoptotic sequence? Get healthy specific to you. That means core shifts. Those core shifts, get on them. Not yesterday, not now. Get on them. Not in a month, now. And if you don't, you got to be held accountable. The supplements, the cleanses, are to embellish your next stage. You see, once the lifestyle changes occur, you will begin to take the process to where you can absorb the structural shifts, where you can move the cranium, where you can unwind the dura, when you can have the physical experience of prana. And that's when you go after the genes. That's when the genetic sequences start to face the epigenetic modifications that are feasible, not the epigenetic modifications that are heritable and working against you, the ones that are non-inherited, meaning the tendencies epigenetically that derive from lifestyle can be successfully attenuated in your favor. When the dura unwinds, the cranial bones shift. All right, that's it. I've given you enough for today. Pardon me, take two Tylenol, go to bed and call me in the morning. We will see you next week, 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. If you heard this show and this stuff applies and you don't call my office, you're crazy. Okay? God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.